And it was established by a man named Jacob Vredenburg Brower. Our main visitor center is named after him to honor him. He was actually sent here to resolve issues over the source of the Mississippi River, because that has been a battle for 350 years up until about 1888. And as he came here to resolve those issues, he fell in love with the vast pine forest that is here. And a lot of people don't realize the main reason our park is established is not necessarily just to have that headwaters of the river protected. It is to protect the forest that surrounds Lake Itasca. Because even in the 1880s, in the United States, our national park system was being established in about 1875 with the establishment of Yellowstone National Park. It wasn't a national park then, it was more of a preserve. The National Park Service was not established until later in the 1900s. And it was a new concept in the United States in the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s, to be setting aside tracts of land and leaving it alone. That was very hard for people because in the United States, Manifest Destiny was the motto. It was to conquer and take and use the resources for the development and betterment of our nation. And that included harvesting trees, it included modifying our river systems, it included opening up land for farming. But a lot of people were realizing that by doing that, our natural resources were in jeopardy. And Jacob Brower was one of those forefathers of trees is not their specialty, and so they worked with the University of Minnesota and established a forestry board. which was a new concept here in the United States. It was ideas brought from Germany as well as from Sweden and Norway, the concept of managing forests for renewable resources. And so the University of Minnesota was in the forefront of that program, and those students began their work here. The second year in 1908, there were more classes being offered, and by 1909, they were officially promoting it, like nationwide. And that's why you will see the establishment being 1909, but originally it was 1907 as they began the program. And amazingly for those women in our group, in 1907, there were 20 students, four of them were women, entering the forestry program, which is pretty cool because in 1907, we didn't even have the right to vote if you were a woman in the United States, and only two states allowed the women that lived in those states to vote. One was Nebraska, and I can't recall the second one. Might have been like Wyoming or Colorado. And so women didn't hold offices, no political offices. You could teach school until you got married. Then you could not teach anymore in a public school. You then stayed home and raised your children. So it was kind of a neat time to have women entering forestry. And I think it's cool because forests and the study of nature is amazing. And even if you're an artist, just knowing how nature works and functions is pretty cool. And no, this is not a walking stick. This is a very important tool that influenced our site here at Itasca 8,000 years ago. And we'll talk about that at one of our stops. We're going to be making four stops. Our first one will be at the Pioneer Cemetery. We will then be walking for a ways to the Wegman store site. We will then continue on to the Indian Mounds burial area, and then concluding right at the headwaters. Our total length on our walk one way will be slightly over 1 mile, and then just remember, we'll conclude at the headwaters, and then you guys will be walking back. So I'm not sure if Joe's going to let you guys then play in the river for a little bit, or if he has you walking, hustling right back to jump in canoes or not. So we'll see when you get there. You got to get a group shot at least by the river. Who has been here before?